Traditional revenue sources for public media and really the media at large are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
Disagreement on how to fight climate change. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The latest UN climate conference, COP28, is nearing an end, with countries in disagreement over what one might imagine to be an obvious point at a climate change conference, that the world needs to stop burning fossil fuels. Oil-producing countries, led by Saudi Arabia, are resisting that idea, even as experts say time is running out to avoid the worst effects of climate change. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
There's just one more day of negotiations left at COP28. Representatives of some 200 countries are having difficulty coming to terms on language that will call for phasing out the use of fossil fuels. Countries appeared close to reaching such an agreement. Then OPEC reportedly sent letters to its members urging them to resist such language. OPEC wants the focus to be on reducing emissions. COP28 has yielded commitments to do things like increase nuclear power generation and cut methane emissions from oil production. But the International Energy Agency says those commitments are not enough because they'll reduce emissions by only a third of the amount needed to meet the targets of the Paris Climate Accord and prevent warming beyond 1.5 degrees Celsius. Anything above that would worsen the effects of climate change. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
Couple big things happening in econ world this week. Tomorrow we get inflation numbers for November. On the same day, the Federal Reserve starts a two-day meeting to decide what to do or not do with interest rates as it fights inflation. Julia Coronado's here to talk about it. She's founder of Macro Policy Perspectives and a professor at the University of Texas, Austin. Hi, Julia.
Good morning.
We will get the Consumer Price Index tomorrow. Is there anything obvious to expect from that?
The market is expecting a little bit of good news, bad news. The good news comes from falling gas prices, so headline inflation should be pretty low. But after a pretty decent downside surprise last month, there is some expectation we'll get a bounce back in core inflation, that is, prices excluding food and energy.
The Fed's going to look at that when it meets tomorrow. And the question now is not whether the Fed is going to raise rates again, it's when they're going to cut them, right?
That's right. And they're going to give us a forecast of how many cuts they expect in 2024. Now, the market has gotten very aggressive, pricing as many as 4, 5, or even 6 rate cuts in 2024. And we expect the Fed to be a bit more cautious. In other words, they might set out 2 rate cuts and then let the data guide their decision making.
Julia Coronado, founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives and a professor at the University of Texas, Austin. Thank you so much.
Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Sweden has seen a wave of gun and gang crime in recent months. Business leaders say they're worried about how the violence is impacting the country's global brand. A recent study for Stockholm's Chamber of Commerce found 8 out of 10 businesses think it'll become more difficult to attract foreign talent, visitors, and investors if the trend continues. The BBC's Maddie Savage reports from Stockholm, and just to caution, this story does describe gun violence.
Business hotels, offices and melting snow line the streets around Rådmansgatan, a busy central Stockholm district that's also home to the Swedish National Council for Crime Prevention. It's a government-funded authority that's been investigating deadly shootings here. And I've been to meet one of the researchers there, Clara Fradilova-Selin.
Sweden has always been viewed as an extremely safe country, maybe one of the top safe countries in the world. And this image is falling apart, obviously.
Gun crime has been a growing problem in Sweden for the last decade. 2022 was a record year, with more than 60 deadly shootings, and there were around 50 in the first 10 months of 2023.
It's still very low risk for you to get shot once you leave your house. But at the same time, it seems to be a little bit larger than it was before. Lately, we have seen several cases where the victims were not part of the criminal environment at all, either being shot accidentally or purposely, because the perpetrator just wanted to hurt somebody close to the actual target.
The violence is causing jitters in Sweden's business community. A senior leader at Volvo Cars, Thomas Andersson, recently told Swedish media that he feared it could get harder to recruit workers from overseas. And that mood was echoed in a survey of 300 business leaders here in Stockholm and the nearby university city of Uppsala. 8 out of 10 companies said they think it will become more difficult to attract visitors, investors and foreign workers if the violence continues.
And if that's the case, Swedish companies will have a competitive disadvantage against other cities and regions and countries across the world.
That's Andreas Hatzigiorgio, CEO of the Stockholm Chamber of Commerce, which carried out the survey with polling firm Novus. He spoke to Swedish Public Radio about the results in October.
Business leaders are fearing that they will lose out because Sweden and Stockholm is considered insecure.
But he says he's hopeful the violent trend can be reversed and insists Sweden remains a great place to do business. There has been a dip in the frequency of shootings over the last few weeks. And Sweden's government has a string of new policies designed to try and tackle the problem, from tougher prison sentences to stop and search zones. Many of the suspects and victims have parents born abroad, and the right-wing coalition says it will also work to improve integration. There is an ongoing sense of insecurity here, though. Swedes are used to their country having a reputation for best-selling music, fashion and furniture brands, not for being a European hotspot for deadly shootings. I'm the BBC's Maddie Savage for Marketplace.
You can get caught up in all of the economic news today will bring on Marketplace with Kai Rizdahl later today on public radio or at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.